The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
A certain Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days' wages and the other owed 50. Since they were unable to repay the debt, he forgave it for both. Which of them will love him more?" Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, whose larger debt was forgiven." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, since she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The others at table said to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The Gospel of the Lord. One of my favorite scenes from the very popular movie, It's a Wonderful Life, is when Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed are walking along on a romantic night. Have you seen the movie? It's okay. The moon and the stars are bright, and they are walking arm in arm, talking about their dreams and their future. Then suddenly from a house nearby, a loud, surly voice booms, "What are you waiting for? Go ahead and kiss her." Jimmy Stewart wheels about to see a middle-aged man, bald, sitting on his front porch. And Jimmy Stewart fires back, "Well, I'll show you some kissing that'll put some hair on your head." And then the bald man shoots back, "Ah, youth is wasted on the young." Have you ever felt that way? That your youth was wasted on unimportant things? Maybe too much kissing? Or maybe not enough kissing? We'd probably all like to go back and do things differently in our youth if we could live our lives again. Well, in the first reading today, St. Paul urges Timothy to make the most of his youth. He writes in his first letter to Timothy, "Let no one have contempt for your youth, but set an example for those who believe in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity." As you know, Timothy was not only young, but he was a new bishop. And Paul was urging him to use his youth as a tool of evangelization, showing people that the young can also be on fire for Jesus. Unlike the bald guy, Paul did not think that youth is wasted on the young. What do you think about today's youth? Some people think they are all crazy and that the future of humanity is going you know where in a handbasket. They don't have much hope for the youth of today. They believe that youth is wasted on the young of today. But I disagree. As the administrator of Trinity Junior High, I daily see young people proud to be Christian Catholics and publicly live their faith. One group in our school is called the Pure Heart Girls, who have pledged to remain chaste until marriage. Another group is called SAD, not because they feel sad, but because SADD is an acronym which stands for Students Against Destructive Decisions. For example, like using drugs or alcohol, bullying, racism, or sexism. This past Tuesday, our girls' volleyball team held a tournament called Dig Gold to raise money to fight childhood cancer. Anyone who thinks that the youth is wasted on the young hasn't visited Trinity Junior High lately. Someone else who does not believe that youth is wasted is Pope Francis. He issued this challenge to the youth at the 2013 World Youth Day. He said, "Be the first to seek to bring good. Do not grow accustomed to evil, but defeat it." The Pope has great hope for today's youth. So did St. Paul, and so should we. Praised be Jesus Christ.